Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Lloyd, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, Elder Lloyd. All right, I'm not sure what is happening with this. Something is not right with this. What's happening with the technology, eh? Not on the World Radio Day, man. Not on the World Radio Day. Don't try these tricks today. Not today. Not today. Not today. We gotta hear about this state of readiness. I'm actually beginning to wonder what is not happening here. All right, let's try and get back to that in a short bit.
There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy might live. And the path to the cross he was willing to tread, all the sins of my life to forgive. They are nailed to the cross.
All right, I think we are having the elder on the line. This was coming from a hymnocentric quartet, the beautiful song. We unfortunately have to end it right there because our guest is already on the line.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good indeed. Welcome to the Maranatha Drive, Elder Lloyd.
Thank you, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you've been having a fantastic day so far.
I believe I've been having an okay day, and I hope you have been having a lovely one as well.
Been having a lovely one. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to be talking about a fantastic lesson today, the state of readiness. This is what I call it. It's a question, actually. Are you ready for the Messiah to come? And so, you know, Christ has done all he can to help us avoid spending eternity without him. In fact, it cost him a great deal to guarantee us a glorious future with him in heaven. And so the question is, are you ready for his return? And if you have an answer to this question, please join us in the conversation with Elder Lloyd here. My Elder, take us through this lesson today, and please just highlight what are some of the main points there, please.
All right. Okay. Now, I love the fact that you spoke about what Jesus has done for us. I mean, Jesus has done everything. He has made it possible. I mean, there is nothing that we need to do to attain righteousness. God has made it through Jesus Christ possible that we can attain righteousness. What we have to do is simply John chapter 3 verses 16 is to simply believe in the Son, Jesus Christ. So there is absolutely nothing that we have to do other than believing, which is what we call justification. We don't have to do anything. We simply have been justified out of nothing. So now, moving from there, what we have to do, that reminds me of Romans chapter 8 verses 1. Now you present yourself a living sacrifice. Now this is what this is what makes us ready. We have been justified. Now we need to be sanctified, and Paul says, therefore I die daily. You know, I love the God that we worship, because the God that we worship sees beyond just our pretense, but he sees exactly who we are. He sees our efforts, and he is able to meet us with in fact, he's faithful and just to meet us, to give us the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
Okay. Yes. Take us through, my elder. We're still enjoying the lesson.
Yes. So I would say, now as we are talking about readiness, the state of readiness, as we are preparing, as we want to be ready, I think the first things first, when Christ left, he said, I am not going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you with the Comforter who will teach you and bring you into all understanding, which is the Holy Spirit himself. Now, therefore, we then commit ourselves daily unto the Holy Spirit, then commit ourselves daily unto Christ, so that we can be cleansed anew and afresh and be given a new life. So that's basically my point. But also the other thing that that really gives me peace,
yeah,
is the assurance that he is coming again. You know, sometimes when things are nice, we forget and we tend to relax a lot here on earth. But we forget. Yesterday we were talking about the second coming of Christ. But the assurance of his coming, you know, there are times when it's so difficult here on earth and we just need that assurance. That assurance, I think, also prepares us for the second coming of Christ, because that assurance means, therefore, that there is an escape from, I don't know, probably the listeners who are listening, there are people who are going through quite a lot of things, you know, and they're thinking that, when am I going to escape? I don't know when you're going to escape, but one thing that I know for sure is that there is an escape. Sometimes it might not be here on earth, but one thing for sure is that God has promised an escape, and he has promised it in the second coming of his son, Jesus Christ.
So am I hearing you correctly that you're saying that that second coming will also be providing an escape route?
Will also be providing? Sorry, I didn't
catch
that.
An escape route?
Yes, it will, because this is what God tells us in the Bible, that suffering is just but for a little while. In fact, when you read the book of Revelations tells us that God will wipe away all tears. So basically, I mean, also the first Corinthians chapter 15 is an escape route. It tells us that the last enemy that shall be destroyed, I think it's verse 50, first Corinthians chapter 15, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So the second coming of Christ is also an escape route.
It's quite fascinating what you're saying, because I thought that he's a lion of Judah, cannot be helping people to escape, but to face the enemy head on. And now here we are escaping.
Yeah, that's a very good question. The question is, what are we escaping from? Because we are not necessarily fighting. We're not necessarily escaping from the devil, because the devil has long been defeated. But what we are escaping from is the result of what the devil started. We're escaping from sin. Sin itself is what we need to escape from, and that has been long dealt with. But now we can't live with sin over and over again. There shall come a time where God needs to put an end to it, because there are righteous people that are suffering because of sin. There are also evil people that are suffering because of sin. So this must be put to an end. So this is what basically, this is our way of this. This is God providing a way of escape for the faithful.
I see. I see. All right.
Yes.
But well, we take that. Now, please share some lessons from Hurricane Katrina. I do hope you remember that. And how it relates to the second coming of the Messiah.
Yeah, Hurricane Katrina, the one who will go down in history as one of the worst natural disasters to hit the United States. If you look at not only Hurricane Katrina, but quite a number of disasters that have left so many casualties in the world, you know, when you look at it, in fact, it reminds me of the verse, and I don't know exactly where the verse is. It says the world groans because of what we have done, you know. You know, as beautiful as the world may seem, because it's full of sin, there are certain things that happen. And both the righteous and the unrighteous, they fall victim of such things. Now, if you remember, Hurricane Katrina took about 1,836 lives.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the tsunami disaster, which also took about a number of lives.
Mm.
So these things, they show us that in as much as we are living here on Earth, there are certain things that are beyond our control,
yeah,
because the world on its own has been ruined by sin.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues to be ruined by sin. So basically, this reminds us that regardless of how we may want to stay, how long we may want to stay here, we keep on encountering these things, which eventually kill. And you know, at least a human being has got consciousness. I know there are some people that don't have a conscience, but human beings have a consciousness. They will say, I know this is a baby, let me not kill. But hurricanes don't choose.
Mm.
You know, they kill from babies to adults. They kill from women. You know, they don't choose. So this is why this world is so destroyed by sin so much that we need to escape it. And God has provided that escape through the second coming of his son. Not
mm-hmm.
only that, but he has promised that he will cleanse this world and make it anew, so that next time when we come, Revelations chapter 20, it says after 1,000 years, then the new Jerusalem shall come down. So so that when we come to inhabit this earth, it will be pure. It would be sinless. It would be in a state which can be habitable for the children of God, and they won't be hurt by whatsoever is happening around, or the earth won't be we won't be hurting it. And I mean, because of sin, we end up hurting the earth. It hurts us back. I mean, that's basically what is happening. So when sin has finally been dealt with and dealt with thoroughly, such things won't be happening again.
Man, and you know, as you talk about these about hurricanes and all of these other natural disasters, you know, mentioned that it, because they caught you off guard, they catch other people off guard, and quite unprepared, I must say. So it just pounces on people, and as you say, the earth will then pay revenge as well. And so is the coming of the Messiah, because you know, it will catch many unawares, it will catch many unprepared, and they've got to have to deal with the situation as they see it at that time. What do you say to a person who is a follower at this moment as we close?
Well, to a person who is a follower, the only thing that I can say, when you look at the book of Habakkuk, when the prophet had seen what was coming, he was told that the horses are swift, and the swordsmen, and he sees the disaster, the terror that is coming. And then he asks God, because he's got a genuine concern. He's looking at what is coming,
mm-hmm.
and he's looking at he's looking at so many Christians that are genuine, that are living.
Yep.
And then God says, the just shall live by faith.
Mm.
You know, this is what I can say to a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going through stuff, who is seeing a whole lot of things. Let us remember that we are Christians and we believe in a God who is above everything.
Yeah.
So our faith in God is what makes us strong. And, you know, our faith does not exempt us from these disasters that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
But our faith strengthens us in the one who is able to raise us even from the ruin of the disasters that we have here on earth.
Beautiful. Well, my elder, I must thank you so much for coming through and giving us this extremely, extremely important lesson. I do hope that our listeners have benefited immensely as we have benefited here on the Adventist World Radio. Thank you so much. Blessings to you as always. Always a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you. Thank you, my leader. Indeed, have a blessed day, and to your listeners as well, and God bless.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.